Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm kind of pumped up today. I'm really pumped up today because I'm getting ready to go live the lifestyle. Now, I'm not going to do it in the next hour. That's not what I'm going to do. But in 2 days, I'm actually going to go hang out with a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. His name's Sorrell. You've heard Sorrell on the show. He's one of our single family mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. And Sorrell was just actually in Cancun for the Thanksgiving weekend. And I texted him and I said, hey, man, I'll be in Cozumel. He's in Cancun, but he's going to go back to Houston, hang out for a couple days, and he's going to get back on a flight and he's going to meet me in Cozumel. And he and I are going to hang out for a week and go scuba diving together. This is a trip that he and I have talked about literally for probably the last 2.5 years. When I found out that Sorrell was a scuba diver, that he loved being underwater, I just went, you know what? The guy is a nice guy. He likes to travel. He's an exceptional real estate investor. And he likes to scuba dive? That's the kind of guy I want to hang out with. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go down to Cozumel, and I'm going to hang out with Sorrell for a week, and we're going to get under the ocean looking at all kinds of cool things that are available down in that part of the world. But there's something else I want to share with you today. I saw a deal come across my inbox over the weekend. Yeah, actually, I saw a lot of deals come across my inbox over the weekend, because when you have created relationships with other people that are involved with the real estate investing game, when they have a deal and you have that relationship with them, they'll send you the information on the deal. Yeah, it's all legal. It's all completely legal. Now, there are different ways this can happen, and it's all disclosed under SEC law. Yes, all you have to do is go to SEC law, study the law, and you'll know what you can and cannot do. That's kind of how this works. Now, the deal that I saw that caught my attention, believe it or not, it did not come from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, this actually came from a third party that I had established a relationship with. Once I found out that this third party was not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I pretty much just said, you know what, thank you for anything you send me, but I'm probably not interested. And the reason I went right to that modality is because I know what syndicators do outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. I know exactly what they do. Syndicators will prepare the deal in order to maximize their own profits while leaving the leftovers for you. You heard me correctly, leaving the leftovers for you. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't do that. We don't play that game. We don't believe that that is fair. We don't believe that is ethical. And we don't believe that that is honest. We believe in treating each other fairly. Now, we do believe at Lifestyles Unlimited that our syndicators should be entitled to chunk of the profits that come out of the deal. After all, they're doing all of the hard work. But in the same breath, I'm going to tell you this. They're using my money. You heard me correctly. Without my capital, they would not be able to do the things that they are doing. So it is that relationship that I have with those lead investors that allows me to earn money effectively while the lead investor earns money effectively also. It's a great relationship. Now you're thinking, okay, Al, so what is this deal that came across your desk? Tell us about the deal already, Al. Okay, so let me just give you the highlights. And this is what caught my eye. 24.7% annual preferred return paid monthly. Yeah, that's what it says. A 24.7% annual preferred return, and it's paid monthly. So you think about that. What is 24.7%? Well, it's almost 25%, but that works out to be about what? 2% per month, right? Okay, so you're getting 2% earnings every month. Oh, here, it gets better. Bonus depreciation. Yeah, there it is right there. Bonus depreciation with potential to receive a passive loss of 100% of your investment amount in the first year of investment this year in 2021. Yeah. Also, there is no recapture of depreciation at the end of the investment period. Yeah. So whatever they're investing in, they have found a way to avoid depreciation recapture when you transact the asset. This is interesting stuff, isn't it? Okay, so hold on. There's more. High cash flow. Yeah, it says right there, high cash flow. 50% of your investment returned in just over 2 years, and 100% of your capital returned in just over 4 years. Well, this is sounding kind of good, right? This is sounding kind of good, right? Oh, here it gets better. Hold on. No financial leverage. Yeah, they're not taking out any debt on this deal. No financial leverage, which means a lower investment risk profile. I'm not sure what that means, but they think it's significant. So they put that right up front. They wanted me to see this. And here's the last part. Geographically diversified. Yes, this investment is geographically diversified, meaning it's an opportunity in which these assets will be located in six or more states with a focus on the Northeast and the Southeast United States. Man, this is sounding pretty good, right? All right. So I'm about ready to bust your bubble, because when we come back, I'm going to tell you about this investment in ATMs. Yeah, you heard me correctly. ATMs. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, you ready to invest in some ATMs? No? You need more information? Yeah, I can understand that. I would want more information on this too. But I'll be honest with you, I think there's enough information that was already provided to us that would indicate that this is not a good investment for you. And you're thinking, hold on, Al, wait a minute. Hold on, Al. You said 24.7% annual preferred return, almost 25% return, cash on cash return every year. Yes, that's what it says. And Al, you also said there's bonus depreciation. Yep, there's bonus depreciation. So what's wrong with this deal, Al? Okay, shall we unpack it? Let's do that. Let's unpack this deal and let's find out what's going on. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that I am not interested in this deal. This deal makes absolutely zero sense to me. But it might make sense to you. It might be something that could show up in your inbox that you might look at and go, this seems to do pretty well. This seems to do pretty well. As a matter of fact, I need to invest in this because this is going to give me like a 25% cash on cash return. Okay, let's just stop right there and let's unpack the basic information. The first thing that the syndicator told me is that they're going to offer me almost a 25% annual, and they use this word, preferred return. Yeah, a preferred return sounds good, right? Preferred return sounds really good, right? It's not. What it means is that there is some financial action that will occur that will trigger payment to me. And then once I've received my 24.7%, the money's going to turn off. It's going to go to a different bucket of money. Now, I haven't read the prospectus on this particular deal. I'm going to be very clear and honest with you and tell you I have not read the prospectus. But based on the information given to me, I know there's some stuff going on in this particular investment offering. I do. The next thing they talk about is they talk about that bonus depreciation, right? That you have the potential to receive a passive loss of 100% of your investment amount in the first year of 2021. Okay. How is that? How is that? Are these guys going to go buy real estate and put ATMs on the real estate? No. This particular investment has nothing to do with real estate. It has nothing to do with real estate. It has everything to do with you investing your money to buy ATM machines that will be placed in specific locations in six or more states in the Northeast or the Southeast. And this syndicator will operate those machines and they will pay you that 24.7% annual preferred return. If they make more than that, it's probably not going to you. Yeah, that's just the way it is. Now, here's the next thing that caught my eye, that and this is right up front. They make no bones about this. The third thing they said behind the bonus depreciation, and I'll get to that depreciation thing in a minute. High cash flow. 50% of investment returned in just over 2 years, and 100% of capital returned in 4 years. Okay, so what that sounds like is that the money that I'm earning, the 24.7%, that's almost 25%, when we get to year two, I should have received almost 50% return in cash on cash returns, right? Cash returns, right? But they're saying 50% of my investment returned in just over 2 years with 100% of my capital returned in just under 4 years. So which is it? Which is it? Is this a return of my capital, which is treated completely differently for tax purposes? Or are you paying me a return on my investment? Which is it? Now let's go back to this bonus depreciation, because I think this is where it all ties in. Bonus depreciation with potential to receive passive blah, 100%, blah, blah. Okay, so what they're buying are ATM machines. They're going to use your money to buy these ATM machines. So what do ATM machines cost? Well, you know what? I did look it up. As a matter of fact, what I found was that ATM machines, depending on the type, they can run anywhere from, say, $1,250 up to maybe $27,000, depending on the type of machine, the type of location it is installed in, whether it's freestanding, whether it's wall mounted. Yeah, I did a little homework on this stuff. So they're going to take your investment money and they're going to buy these assets. Now, here's the other thing you need to know about the asset. The asset itself is a machine. It is not real estate. It is a machine, meaning it's going to be treated a little bit differently for tax purposes. See, if it was real estate, the government would say, okay, depending on what you're doing, if you're buying land to install these ATM machines and you're building a little structure for the ATM machines, you could depreciate the whole thing over 27 and a half years. Yeah, I mean the structure on the ground. You can't depreciate the price of the ground, but you could depreciate the structure that holds the ATM. The ATM itself is not real estate. No, it's something that goes into the structure, kind of like carpet or roofing material. Yeah, it's something that you can depreciate at a faster schedule. Oh, wait a minute. This is not even something that would be affixed to real estate. Therefore, it's probably classified as business equipment. So if it's classified as business equipment, then it is eligible for 100% Section 179 write-off, potentially. And I'm not telling you that's true. I'm not a CPA. I'm not playing one on the radio. I'm just telling you this is how they're going to do the depreciation write-off. So they're going to have you put money in. They're going to buy all these machines with your money. They intend to give you a K-1 that will show that you have this big Section 179 depreciation write-off. So you'll be able to depreciate probably all of your money. Yeah, you potentially would have a write-off. Let's see what they're asking for on this investment. Oh, they want $52,000 per investment. Now, that's kind of an interesting number. I mean, most investments that I see are usually in, you know, $5,000 increments, but this one, it's at $52,000. I'm wondering why $52,000. Well, it really doesn't matter. You're going to invest $52,000 into this asset, and they intend to hold it for 7 years. But we still haven't resolved whether they're paying you a return on investment or giving your capital back, because that is a big difference. We come back, we'll figure it out.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Jason, my producer, was in my ear during the break, and he said, you know, Al, when you use the acronym ATM, the M in the acronym stands for machine. So when you say ATM machine, you're actually saying automatic teller machine. And you know what? Jason's right. And he's trying to clean up my battle space, and I'm cool with that. But man, this deal, this ATM deal that I'm looking at, I don't know. It's got a lot of holes in it, because here's the problem I'm having with this thing. First of all, they want $52,000, which is kind of a weird number. But even if it was just $50,000, okay, they're going to take that money and they're going to go buy ATM machines with that money. And they're going to install these ATM machines. I think the investment information that I said indicates that they plan to purchase maybe up to 2,000 of these machines. Yeah, there it is. Up to 2,000 anticipated ATM machines across up to 6 states. Okay, so what that tells me is they don't have the leases in place. They don't have the business deal in place. They have not gone to these locations. They have not secured an agreement with whomever they're going to provide these machines to, whether it's a bank, whether it's a drugstore, whether it's a supermarket, whether it's, you know, a kiosk in the middle of your favorite shopping center. They're just saying they anticipate having up to 2,000 ATM locations. All right. So this is one of the things you would have to dig into the prospectus to make sure you understand what it is they're trying to do. Now, here's the one thing. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to beat up on this deal too much because maybe you want to invest in ATMs. So there you go. There's an opportunity. But let me just tell you the problem I'm having with this deal. The biggest problem I'm having with this deal is not that it's an ATM investment. Yeah, that's not the problem I'm having with it. The problem I'm having with it is that this deal is coming from somebody that I have identified as an apartment multifamily syndicator. Yeah, that's what this guy has said he is. He says he is an apartment syndicator. He puts deals together and then makes them available to people like you and me so that we can invest in them. The thing is this, I want to invest with this guy because I know what he does. He messes around with the deal so that he can get the favorable returns. And even when he tells you, oh, you're getting a preferred return, you have to sit down and analyze how that money flow really works. And here's the other thing that aggravates me about this deal. At the very beginning, they tell me I'm getting a 24.7% annual preferred return. Okay, even if I'm getting 24.7% return, cash on cash, two sentences later, they tell me that 50% of my investment is going to be returned in over 2 years. You know what that indicates to me? That's not a return on investment. No, they're just giving me back my capital. So where's the return there? So let's say I gave them $52,000. And let's say in a little over 4.5 years, they gave me back my $52,000. What do I have left? Well, this is what I have left. I have ownership in an ATM syndication that has been operating ATMs for the last 4 years and intends to operate them for the next 3 years. So I've gotten my money back. I really haven't made any money because they just returned my capital. So now I'm going to wait for years 5, 6, and 7 to get my 25% return. And hopefully I'm going to get, what does that work out to be, about 38, 39? I don't know what the number is. What's 75% of $52,000? That would be my return on investment. Now I'm going to have to wait until years 5, 6, and 7 to get that. Yeah, I don't like that so much. I really don't like that so much. Now, it would be a better deal if they said, hey, we're going to give you 24.7%. Oh, and by the way, that's in addition to us returning your capital. But let's break this down. What did you buy? Well, you bought ATM machines. And you probably wrote off the entire cost of the ATM machines. So maybe you've got $52,000 worth of depreciation that you can write off. But if you don't own any real estate, what are you going to use it on? I guess you could use it on other things. There are other permissible things that you can use that write off against income and things like that. But think about it. What are you really getting in this investment? Okay, a $52,000 write-off. That's not bad. I mean, that could protect $52,000 worth of income. But you're not even getting $52,000 worth of income. That's my point. You're only getting 75% of that. In other words, my calculator seems to think that number is very big, but it's not. In reality, that number is a lot smaller. As a matter of fact, you're going to get $39,000 potentially returned at the end of year 7, which, if you didn't use any of that depreciation, it's sitting there, that money would potentially be tax-free for you because you took a 179. So you get that right. Okay. And then you'd have, what, $13,000 laying around that in depreciation that you could write off against something else? All right, you could do that. This is a terrible deal, though. This is a terrible deal because what do you do with ATMs at the end of 7 years when they're worn out? See, you're buying an asset that depreciates but also declines in value, as opposed to real estate, which depreciates but increases in value. Pretty cool stuff how that works, huh? So what are you going to do with those machines at the end of 7 years? Well, you're going to put them on the scrap pile. You may be able to sell them for scrap. Maybe you can get a couple bucks for them. But you're not going to sell that ATM for anything except a couple bucks. Yeah, that thing has no future value to it. Absolutely zero future value. See, this is not an investment in real estate. This is an investment into mechanical stuff that provides a service for people, that charges a fee to people, that in the end really provides you a cash flow stream. But when the cash flow stream is gone, what do you do? What do you do? So, okay, well, let's think about it. Let's say you put the $52,000 into the deal, and each year you get $13,000 back. Are you reinvesting that money, or are you spending it? See, these are all things that you have to work through in your mind. You have to understand how the capital flows through the investment. You have to understand what that capital does for you in the investment. Giving somebody $52,000 and having them give you back your money over 4 years without any return on investment is dumb. It's dumb. You're getting no gains in the property. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't property. This is just personalty or business equipment. It is not considered real property. Real property is completely different. And I will tell you this. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break down a deal for you. I'm going to give you an idea of how you could take potentially $52,000 and turn it into, I'm not going to say a home run, I'm not going to say a triple. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go for a single. Yeah, I'm going to go for a single play here. And we're going to see how it compares to this silly investment. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, before I get into a sample real estate deal, I got to go back to this deal that came across my desk, and I looked up the company that this syndicator is partnering with, and there's not a lot there. Yeah, there's not a lot there. I mean, there's basically four people that appear to work for the company. There's a CEO that's got 28 years of experience in doing some kind of investments. But when you read his bio, there's nothing in here that says he was successful, other than the fact they say he was successful. There's no metrics for you to compare to see what that success looks like. There's also nothing in here that leads you to believe that he has any experience in this business modality. Now, I looked at the president. Now, the president apparently was very successful in a different type of industry, a completely different industry. It's basically livestock. So I don't know how livestock translates into ATM machines. I mean, they kind of seem like two very, very different business approaches. So I'm not saying the guy doesn't know what he's doing. I just don't see where there's that link to knowing what they're doing when it comes to offering this type of security. Then I looked at, you know, okay, let's go to the VP of business development. Maybe he's got something there, and he's acquired more than $150 million of real estate since 2010, which includes several multifamily apartment units. This guy, he's invested in different things. Now, I don't think that he actually buys and operates the real estate. I think he's a passive investor like me. That's what I'm thinking. So, you know, when I kind of look at, all right, he's acquired more than $150 million worth of real estate. All right, I got to go back to John from last week, who acquired $100 million of real estate at, you know, from the ages of 19 to, what is he, 33 now? And I know how much real estate that is. And this guy would have more, but just not thinking that, yeah, well, it says he's a syndicator. So, you know, syndicators don't necessarily operate well. Okay, but here's the thing. His expertise is in real estate. This is a completely different business model. So there must be a fund manager, right? So I found the fund manager. I said, okay, this is the guy that obviously can just pull it all together, right? And as I look through all of his stuff, he's a great guy. He's a family man, a humanitarian, and a friend. And he will leave the world a better place than he found it. Okay, that's great. How is he going to make money for me? How is he going to manage this fund? Now, this particular guy has experience in banking and federal procurement regulation and strategic technological partnerships to create fluid, cost-effective solutions to modern challenges. Okay, that's just a bunch of gobbledygook that says he might know what he's doing and he might not, but he looks good in his picture, so we should trust him, right? I don't think so. Here's my takeaway on this investment. I think you got a startup company here that has a business plan, that thinks it's competitive, that wants to go out and buy a couple thousand ATMs, install them in six or more states, either in the Northeast or the Southeast. They think that there's a demand for that space in the marketplace. And I'm not saying that there isn't, but let me ask you a question. When's the last time you used an ATM? Yeah, come on, seriously. I mean, I remember when they came out. Yeah, everybody was using ATMs. That was, man, so he's getting money out of those things. You know, nobody cared. You take $20 out and you paid like $5 in bank fees. I mean, yeah, really? 25% in fees? But that's what ATMs were doing. This is what these guys are thinking. They think they're going to install these machines. They're going to charge you fees for using these machines, and that's how they're going to make their money. So they have to determine how many transactions they're going to have, and that's going to calculate the potential return. Now, again, you got to get into their perspective. You got to understand their business plan. I'm not saying what these guys are doing is going to fail. I'm just saying that I think it's a little riskier than something I would be willing to invest in. And by the way, I happen to know that real estate does a lot better than this particular investment. Because if I'm going to give you $52,000 and all you're going to give me back at the end of 7 years is I'm going to get my $52,000 back and I'm going to get $39,000 in profit, which potentially could be, you know, tax-free, because you also gave me potentially $52,000 worth of depreciation because you bought all these machines and wrote them all off. But at the end of the day, when you sell the machines, they're worth scrap, so I'm not going to get much of a return on that. Not like I would get in real estate if I sold the real estate at the end of a 7-year hold. So let's talk about the real estate approach, okay? So Joe sent me a deal over the weekend. Yeah, over Thanksgiving Day weekend. He actually sent it to me on Friday after Thanksgiving. This guy's working. And you know what? There are Lifestyles Unlimited members out there that are looking at these deals, and chances are this one is gone. I'm pretty confident this deal is gone because this is a pretty interesting deal. Now, this particular deal isn't one of these deals that I go, oh man, I got to get this because this is a home run deal. No, I think this particular deal that Joe put out is a solid single, could possibly turn out to be a double. And I'm going to use this to compare against ATMs. Joe found a house that was built in 1962. It's 2 years older than I am. Yeah, it's 59 years old. And trust me, I'm 57, so I know after 57 years, you get a little tired, right? Okay, 59-year-old house, probably a little tired. I know this house is a little tired because that's the kind of deals that Joe brings me. So here's what he's come up with. We can buy the property for $80,000. When it's all fixed up, it's worth $147,000. Yeah, so that gives us $67,000 worth of potential equity to play with. Now, we can get into this deal for about almost $37,000. Yeah, so you're going to get into this deal for exactly the amount of money that that other deal would have paid you if you held for the whole 7 years. So instead of putting $52,000 into the deal, you only need to put $37,000 in there, okay, which is actually less. This particular deal, over time, based on the neighborhood it's in, based on what it's going to take to rehab this property, it's coming in right around $54,000 for rehab. And we're going to have about $10,000 in additional closing and holding costs. So yeah, we're kind of up there on rehab. We're at $64,000. As a matter of fact, we're not going to net much equity in the deal. And I did that on purpose because, to be honest with you, if you invested in the ATMs, you wouldn't have any equity in the deal either because there is no equity in ATMs. You got a Section 179 write-off. You need to be happy with that because there's no future value for that thing. This particular property, based on the rents it can command in the marketplace, is projecting a $543 a month cash flow. You heard me correctly, $543. The annualized return is $6,516. That's right. You're giving yourself a $6,500 a year raise to do this deal. You're getting an 18% cash on cash return. Now, the first thing hitting your mind is, well, that's not as good as 24.7%. I'd agree with you. That's not as good as the other way. But here's the thing. That money coming in, that's profit. That is profit. That is not principal reduction. Your equities are held in this property. And even though you only commanded about $3,200 worth of equity, if you held this property over a 5-year period of time, I anticipate the property will go up to about $175,000. Not quite $175,000. But let me explain to you what happens to this particular property because you're making money in real estate five different ways. There's the cash on cash that we talked about at 18%. But then you're also getting principal pay down. You're getting equity capture. Okay, it was only $3,200 in this particular deal. I did that on purpose. You're also getting appreciation in the marketplace. Now, I run my numbers very conservatively, but properties have been appreciating much greater than the projections that I run. I'm still going to stick with my conservative numbers. Once you anticipate the sale of this property, let's just assume you sell this property at the end of 5 years. It was supposed to be a 5-year hold. So at the end of 5 years, you sold it. Here's how you made all your money. You made $32,500 over 5 years just on cash on cash. That's profit. Yeah, that's not a return of capital. That's profit. The other thing that you're going to do is you're going to get something called equity at sale. Yeah, equity at sale. See, this particular property is going to provide you about $81,000 of equity at a $175,000 price point. If you take your closing costs off, you get an additional $74,000 just on the equity. That's 101% return just on the equity. And then when we add in the cash flows, man, you're 190% return. And we didn't even talk about the real depreciation that you get to take that's going to offset that 18% income stream. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. When you get there, sign up for our free workshop, because that's where the rubber meets the road.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.